Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a special guest on the show today. I have Ruben Schwartz of Mimiren. Ruben, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Great. Thanks for having me. Great to be here, Gresh.
Yeah, super excited to have you on. And what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Ruben so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Ruben comes from a computer science background. He never thought about being a CEO or dealing with sales and marketing. And now he helps entrepreneurs who are great at serving clients but feel stuck with sales and marketing. Ruben is the founder of Mimiren, the CRM for people who hate selling, which he built because traditional CRMs weren't helpful for growing his boutique consulting company. He's also the host and chief nerd of the Sales for Nerds podcast. Ruben, are you ready to speak to the IMCL community?
Would love to. Thanks.
Awesome. Let's do it. So to kick everything off, I wanted to start, I guess, kind of in the beginning and hear a little bit more about your CEO story, and we'll let you get started with your business.
Well, as you mentioned, I have a computer science background. I came to work in Austin, Texas as a software engineer. The last thing I ever wanted to do was dress nicely and go talk to customers or do any of that stuff. And after a little while, I realized that that's actually where the interesting hard problems were. Mm-hmm. That as much as we like to pretend that the software and the computer code is really fancy and takes a lot of brain power, people are really the hard parts of changing things. And so after a while, I realized that's kind of where the fun stuff was, but a lot of the people who were great at the people stuff didn't understand the technology. And I thought maybe if I could put those things together, we could get better results for less work. So I started consulting with these giant Fortune 500 companies when I was in my mid-20s. It was crazy. I did know what I was doing in terms of helping clients, but I didn't know what I was doing in terms of building a business. Mm-hmm. And I struggled tremendously with that. And even though we basically did sales and marketing consulting, we were terrible at actually selling and marketing ourselves. We had to be dragged through the process. And it's a good thing we got good word of mouth, or we would have been in really big trouble. But basically my mission since then, once I realized that, hey, I wasn't the only person who struggled with that issue, my mission has really been to help other folks who are going through that, who are great at serving their clients, want to do more of that, want to have a bigger impact, want to make more money, want to maybe have less stress, but feel like if they're going to do sales and marketing, that's going to somehow turn them into this icky used car salesman, Glengarry, Glen Ross type person that they don't want to be, and it's not them. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And I think you're absolutely right where, you know, a lot of times they'll say sales and sometimes marketing, but definitely sales is the lifeblood of business. And a lot of times, you know, I think Mark Cuban even says that if you take away, if you look at somebody's sales and them not making sales, it's really the reason why a business has actually failed, not so much all the other things that we can sometimes get lost in.
That's right.
Yeah. And so I know you have a podcast, so I wanted to hear a little bit more about what we can find about the podcast and also more about your company and exactly what you're doing to serve clients.
Sure. Well, the idea behind the podcast was people would start asking me a lot of the same questions and, hey, can I go to take you to coffee and pick your brain for an hour? Mm-hmm. And I really actually want to be helpful to people as much as I can, whether they're customers or not. If I can be helpful, that's great. But that wasn't really a great use of my time. And I thought what I should really do is write some of this down in a book. And so I was going to write essentially Sales for Nerds, the book. And then I thought, well, that's going to be an awful lot of work. Who has time for that? And of course, with all the time I put into the podcast up to this point, I probably could have written a book, but that's a whole other story. And then me and some buddies were sitting around having some wine, talking about business. And somebody said, hey, if we were millennials, we would somehow turn this into some lucrative YouTube live channel, whatever thing. And I thought, well, you know, I'm not millennial enough to do that, but why can't I bring a bottle of wine and go talk to people I really want to talk to about sales and marketing? So it's not just me talking about the stuff I've learned, which I might think is really interesting, but maybe other people don't. But it's a chance for me to get to talk to folks who maybe wouldn't talk to me otherwise, and a chance to bring a lot more collective wisdom into one place, kind of like you're doing without the IM CEO podcast, right? I want to do the same thing, but really focus on that sales and marketing for people who don't like sales and marketing niche. And so that's how it all got started. I emailed some folks and explained the concept. And what do you know, the whole notion of, hey, I'm going to show up at your office with a bottle of wine and we're going to record a podcast together. People were really enthusiastic about that. And I was a little bit worried about, you know, is this going to be taken seriously? I didn't want it to be too serious, but I didn't want it to be too unserious. And from what I've heard from listeners is, hey, it's a great format. a lot of times people will have their own glass of something while they're listening to it. And it's just a little bit more of an informal conversation than some of the typical business podcasts.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I definitely apologize. I definitely forgot to bring the bottle of wine. But with that being said, you try to do what you can, right? But no, I think you're absolutely right. When you get that opportunity to kind of have those conversations and really drill down and hear from people, because I think we all kind of have zones of genius, as I like to say. And if you're able to really tap into somebody else's, like in an interview, like you've been able to do, and I'm getting the opportunity to do too, I think it's definitely super awesome.
Yeah.
And I wanted to hear a little bit more about your company too. Could you take us through exactly like how you serve the clients through that?
Sure. Basically, after my twins were born, I decided I had to stop traveling and consulting, which you would think, you know, you got 9 months knowing the babies are coming. So that's plenty of time to make a strategic plan, but I wasn't very good at the strategic planning. I think I was too busy freaking out about being a father when they were on the way. And so tried to think about how can I take the expertise that I've built up and use it in a way that doesn't require so much traveling. And one of the things that always drove me nuts was scheduling a time to present a proposal, having that meeting get rescheduled because the executives are busy. And then I'm calling up like, hey, just wondering if you got my proposal. Just wondering if you have any questions. And especially when I had people that I was paying, it was very stressful because based on that, I had to think about, do I try to keep them busy with this client that they're working on now because this thing isn't going to start for 2 months anyway, or do they really intend to start on Monday? They need to be on a plane in a different time zone by Monday. And meanwhile, I don't even know if they've read the proposal. And I realized, hey, if I could put the proposal in the cloud, I could at least know when people were reading it. Wouldn't that be helpful? And so I tried that out for myself with my next proposal and it worked great. I got a notification. I called the guy up. He said, hey, I'm so glad you called. I was just reading your proposal. We discussed making a couple minor tweaks in it. And he said, you know, send me a new version when you get the chance. And I was like, well, just go back to that section. I've made all the changes already. And at that point, they didn't even do e-signature or anything. It was just like the button that said, hey, I accept this proposal. But we did 5 minutes of work in 5 minutes. And we both got to then go do the actual project, which is what we both cared about. And I thought, oh, this might be useful to some other people. So I started selling it to some other folks. And they said, hey, this is great. Proposals are rocking. They look great. They're fast. They're easy. I feel like I've really got this part of my sales process under control for the first time. What can you help me do to get more leads in the front of the funnel? And I literally thought, well, I don't do anything about that. I'll just point you to some WordPress plugins and we'll see. Mm-hmm. And that's when I realized that so much of the world, there's so many amazing tools, but they're not really built for this tribe of people. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of stuff out there that if you're selling an e-commerce product or a digital product, right, you just need to put someone on some kind of mailing list and drip them. There's amazing stuff for that. And there's tools like HubSpot and other things that are great if you've got a big sales team that's just pounding the phones all the time. But for my tribe, small firms where people are actually involved in serving the client, you don't have a ton of leads, but each one could be really valuable and you really need to get to a conversation with them. I didn't see something that I felt proud about recommending. And then I was like, well, wait a second. I've got this ability to create content, share it, notify people. What if instead of just using that for proposals, we did that with lead magnets as well? And we could embed a little widget in your website so that instead of showing a form, there's a little button, someone can click on it, they can get the content. And now I know when they're reading it, I have a better chance of calling and actually having a conversation, which is what I want. So I was like, okay, this is cool. Now you can get stuff into your CRM. You can do your CRM stuff. And when it's time, you can send a proposal. And people kept asking me, they're like, I hate Salesforce. I hate Zoho. And no disrespect to those companies. They're awesome tools for the right users.
Right.
My people kept complaining about them. And I knew because I complained about it myself. Can you just make Mimer and do the CRM stuff in the middle? And I was like, no, the world doesn't need another CRM. That would be silly, blah, blah, blah. And finally, I got so irritated myself trying to do some of those basic things, really around just keeping in touch with people that I already knew. It was so hard. I was like, this should just be easier. And so I said, okay, forget it. We're going to put the CRM piece in as well. So now you have this sort of end-to-end way of getting new leads in the system, getting conversations with them, turning them into clients, and then staying in touch with them and generating referrals afterwards. So that might be a little bit more than you were looking for, but it really was my customer saying, hey, why can't it do this too? We don't like the way the world, so to speak, and the traditional tools work. And I realized that, as usual, my customers were right and I was wrong, because the way that a lot of these really awesome tools work, it's just built for somebody else.
Mm. Yeah, no, I appreciate you for really breaking that down and talking about kind of even sounds like the organic nature of, you know, everything you've created and you built, whether it be the podcast or the business as well too, because I think so many times that we are trying to kind of put a square peg in a round hole. And I think as you're talking about for your people, you said that a couple of times, it's just understanding who we're trying to target, understanding what exactly they're looking for and creating something for them, not trying to force something that may not necessarily fit their needs as much as they would have hoped. And you've been able to kind of build that, grow that, speak and continue to get that feedback, continue to kind of iterate from there.
Yeah. And it's nice because I'm user number one, and I went through years of trying to use all those other tools to grow mm-hmm. my consulting business. So I get the pain, but it's nice hearing other customers, other users sort of mm-hmm. confirming that, yes, this is really a problem, or no, you know what the real issue is this. And so it's really just built for this community of people.
Yeah.
And I think that's important for everybody, whether it's whether you're CEO or your team, got to understand what your customers are going through on a daily basis so that you can help them as best you can, not just for the business aspect of it, but I think we all want to just be helpful in general.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we also want to be heard. And I think a lot of times when we have those frustrations, we want to be able to know that somebody's listening to us and you've been able to kind of fulfill that gap. So I definitely appreciate that. So I wanted to ask you now for what I call your secret sauce, and it could be for yourself personally or your business. But do you feel like the ability to kind of see, it sounds like the forest for the trees, and see those two different kind of groups and be able to kind of create that solution? Do you feel like that's what sets you apart and makes you unique?
Well, I don't know. It's always tough when you talk about secret sauce and uniqueness on a planet with 8 billion people. But I think it's funny you asked that, because I was saying earlier about starting off and trying to sort of bridge the people and the technology. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't really thought of that as a secret sauce, but I kind of think that's what it is. I mm-hmm. love talking to people. I love helping people. But I could also go back and turn that into code that can then automate some of that later. And it seems like that's a pretty helpful combination.
Awesome. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So that could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
For me, the biggest thing is knowing why I'm getting out of bed in the morning mm. and knowing that I have this tribe of people, and remembering deeply the pain and suffering that I went through completely unnecessarily in terms of sales and marketing mm-hmm. and realizing, hey, I've got customers who depend on me now. I've got new people out there who don't even know about me. And hopefully, you know, some of them will hear this and then they'll know about me, right? People mm-hmm. that I want to help. And that's really important.
Exactly. So I wanted to ask you now for what I call a CEO nugget. So that could be a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, could be around sales or marketing, or it might even be something you might tell a younger business self, or maybe even a client as well.
When I was younger, I was always trying to act like I was older and more experienced. Mm-hmm. And part of it was, you know, when I started this boutique consulting firm, I was telling executives twice my age how to handle billions of dollars in business. And it wasn't that I was lying or making anything up, but it was weird, right? And I felt mm-hmm. I felt a challenge to sort of prove my credibility somehow. And it was hard for me to just say, I don't know, insecurity, basically. Mm-hmm. And I think if I could tell my younger self something, it would be, hey, you're exactly where you need to be. And that doesn't mean that you're stuck there and you should stop and stop growing, but it's okay to be wherever you're at.
Absolutely. Well, Ruben, truly appreciate that. And I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Ruben, what does being a CEO mean to you?
For me, I think it means leadership. And to me, a leader is somebody who helps people get somewhere that they can't get to on their own. Or if they maybe don't get there as quickly or as easily or whatever.
Definitely appreciate your time. Appreciate that perspective and that definition. Obviously your leadership as well too. So last thing I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know. And then of course, how best they can get a hold of you, download the software and everything you're doing and get in contact with you.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of CEOs do come from a sales background, so they mm-hmm. may not need a lot of the stuff that I spend my time working with people on. Mm-hmm. But folks who don't come from that sales background or don't come from a marketing background, I think one of the things that I would love for you to take away is you don't have to be the used car salesman to be good at sales. You don't have to be Steve Jobs to be good at marketing. But if you're the CEO, even if you have a VP of sales, a VP of marketing, you have to do some sales and marketing. And the way I think about it, the way that helped me get through the mental barriers I had was to think of sales not as selling, but as helping, and marketing not as marketing, but as teaching. And so for me, that let me do things naturally, sort of from my engineering mindset, in a way that I could just be myself while at the same time actually being effective in those roles. So whatever you need to do, rather than running and hiding and saying, that's not for me, that's icky, I'm going to outsource it. Right, at some point that might work. But as you're growing your company, you really need to be the CMO and the SVP of sales, even if you've got executives in those roles. You can't entirely outsource it. You're too important for that. But you don't have to be the Glengarry, Glenn Ross person to succeed there. And I guess, to get in touch with me, find me at mimiran.com, mimiran.com, or at salesfornerds.io. You can also find the Sales for Nerds podcast wherever fine podcasts are offered, I guess. On Twitter, Mimiran and Sales, the number 4, Nerds, or on LinkedIn. Would love to hear from you.
Awesome. Thank you so much again, Ruben. What we'll do is we'll have the links and information in the show notes so that everybody can follow up with you as well and directly click through. But thank you too for the reminder of, you know, how important sales and marketing is and how it is and can be for everybody. Just if we sometimes change our perspective and the actions that we take with it to make sure that we're able to be successful. Because I think there's so many people that are really great at what they do or they created something great, but maybe they just feel like the sales and marketing is so icky. So I definitely appreciate you for creating not just, you know, not just the podcast, but all the awesome things that you're doing to kind of help serve that tribe. So thank you so much again, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.